All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Stock Market Update, again, live from Cancun. Today is, what is today? Tuesday, February 8th, and we have a lot going on today. So, stocks finished lower yesterday on inflation concerns and also earnings. Bank of America came out and said, the Fed might actually raise interest rates 7 times next year, so we'll take a look at this. Facebook and Netflix keep plummeting, now down 30%. We'll take a look at this, of why this is happening, what's happening there. And then we have big moves from Peloton, from Harley-Davidson, from Spirit Airlines, and from Snowflake. So lots to talk about. Let's get started. If this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have 47 years of trading experience, a bit more of that I believe.
So
every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites and newsletters and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know for your trading day. And if this sounds a bit overwhelming, what we are sharing here, take a look at the video that we have made for you. I'll link to it in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Now, with that said, let's see, which one do we share? This one looks good, okay. So, Mark, looking here at the S&P 500, let's zoom in. Down yesterday, I mean, pretty much an interesting day, right?
Yeah, a real, real quiet day compared to what we've seen over the last 3 weeks or so. Real small range compared to the recent volatility that we've had. Open just a little bit higher. Moved up a little bit, moved down a little bit, finished the day down 0.4%. But for the most part, just a real quiet day.
Yeah, it was mainly sliding into the close because it was super quiet. And the same in the NASDAQ. And I mean, yesterday, the Dow finished to hang in there. I mean, it finished with 0.0%, just one point up. So, hanging in there. So what's happening? Why are the markets so weird right now?
Well, you know, part of it is you're trying to digest everything, and you have these big moves, and so we do see that things get a little quiet, anticipating the next move. But you also have this big report coming out Thursday.
Right. So let's take a look at this. It's the CPI, and that is the Consumer Price Index. It's one of the main gauges for the Fed to see, okay, how are we doing in terms of inflation? And it's expected to rise again, pushing the inflation to the highest in what, like 40 years or something like this?
Yeah, I think 39, but I'll take 40 too. Yeah, you see that it's expected to be higher by 0.4%, but the year over year or annualized number is what traders are really looking at, and that's 7.2%, like you said. So the fastest gain too since February 1982.
That is 40 years.
That is. I thought I had 39, but you're right. I'll give you that one.
Okay. Good. So, I mean, this is where we need to see what's happening. And I mean, this morning, all eyes are a little bit on the yield, the 10-year yield. We're looking at a daily chart, and we see we are making new highs. I mean, the yield has been creeping up a little bit. I mean, we haven't been talking about it recently because it was kind of going sideways.
Sure.
But now, making new highs, and this is just pointing to higher interest rates.
Exactly, and we're seeing highs not seen since January of 2020, so getting back to levels pre-pandemic.
Right, and this is why we like to look at the CME Group's FedWatch tool here, just to see if anything happens. And I mean, right now, almost a 30% chance of the Fed hiking interest rates by half a percentage point in March, which is kind of around the corner. I mean, March 16th, it's only 5 weeks away.
Exactly. So that's the next Fed meeting. As you can see, really all but certain that the Fed will raise rates. We'll see if that half point rate hike actually creeps up higher, or the probability that is.
Yeah, and then we have all of this mixed earnings, right? I mean, we had Tyson Foods reporting earnings. And so let's just bring this up. Tyson Foods, actually yesterday, huge day for them, up 12%.
Yeah, nice rally for them, opening higher, but then continuing, seeing that follow through, not the sell-off towards the end of the day like we saw in the indices.
Yeah. All right, we also got to talk about Facebook and Facebook, it's Meta, right? But they still have the symbol ticker FB. I mean, yesterday, sliding again, another 5% down. I mean, what's happening there? After these bad earnings, they can't catch a break. I thought that this move was exaggerated and that they would bounce back, but Doesn't seem this way.
I agree, Marcus. I thought that this was a little overdone, and we see that we're continuing to make new lows here, at least recent lows. We were even talking about it with one of our strategies, maybe trying to pick things up around 205, 200, but this one's kind of hard to trade right now with it just continuing to slide.
Yeah. I mean, we also saw news that Peter Thiel is stepping down from the board of, but I mean, it doesn't matter. We talked about it briefly. I mean, I never look at who's on the board. I look at the numbers, right? The numbers tell the story.
Exactly. You know, this is where sometimes there's some celebrity status with some CEOs or CFOs, but I agree. I like to see what the company's doing and looking at the chart.
Yeah, and then also Netflix. I mean, just keeps plummeting. And this is where, yeah, let's ask the question, are these business models just outdated? The business model that Facebook had, I mean, they already said that they're rebranding themselves as Meta, but there's nothing that's happening overnight. They have to invest a lot of money and time into this to get into the metaverse. And we haven't really seen any concrete steps from Facebook here to move in the direction.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the biggest concerns with Facebook, because you have this idea, but there's nothing solidified, right? And so maybe the rebranding was a little premature. Maybe they should have started with an idea and then moved over to it. But it's hard to say, hey, this is our business. Oh, let's rebrand it, but we're not making any money, and you can't expect anything really for a couple of years for now what our company is named.
Yeah. And so for Facebook, it's the DAU, the daily active users, were declining.
Yeah.
And if you look at Netflix, I mean, Netflix also was not growing as fast as expected. And this is why we had this big drop. And then yesterday, kind of a blow, I mean, only down 2%. But interesting news, right, from an analyst.
Yeah. So Netflix, an investment firm, Needham, well, actually, the Netflix issued weak guidance in January, fell 2% on Monday, and this came after Needham said the company's current strategy could not win the streaming wars. And we know that that's the big deal. That's what they're all about.
And this is where we'll hear this week from Disney. I mean, Disney is reporting this week. They are reporting, I believe it's on Thursday. No, tomorrow after the bell. So it's tomorrow after the bell, and this is where we'll hear more. Okay, how is Disney Plus doing? How is Disney streaming service doing? And I mean, with what we have seen, I wouldn't be surprised if Disney also had a shocking move, either to the upside or the downside, a really dramatic move. And we know that over past earnings, it can happen that Disney drops. Let's just measure this here and see how much this drop was. I mean, this was already 7%. And I mean, moves that we have seen recently where a stock plummets 20% or rises like Amazon 20%, it just shows, oh my gosh, okay, there is definitely some nervousness. I think Amazon was like 12%, but Spotify, wasn't it? No, not Spotify, Snap, Snapchat, when they reported earnings, they jumped almost 30% up there.
Yeah, and that's a good point with Disney, especially with the focus being on their streaming. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
So, I mean, this is just something we haven't seen, these super exaggerated moves, these daily moves, in quite a while for individual companies, right? And this is where also we've talked about Peloton. Peloton is just being pushed around right now, upside, downside. I mean, this is where we had a huge move yesterday, up 20%, 21%, after there were some rumors that there's a takeover from possibly Apple, Nike, who else? Amazon, right? I mean, there's this possible
candidate.
So they're reporting earnings today after the bell, but this were also, yeah, I mean, some news this morning.
Exactly. So new news that John Foley, their CEO, is stepping down, and Barry McCarthy, the former chief financial officer for Spotify and Netflix, will actually succeed Foley as CEO and join the company's board.
All right, and so this is where we'll see what happens here when they report earnings. I mean, this could be ugly.
Yeah, because they are, with that decision or announcement, they also announced that they're slashing expectations for the upcoming year. So
yeah,
that's not good.
Another 10% plus mover is Spirit Airlines yesterday after the takeover was announced, the merger with Frontier Airlines. So two airlines with zero leg room merging together. But yeah, big move yesterday.
Yeah, nice jump there, breaking out of that range. And And we'll see if there's some follow through or if traders want to fill that gap.
Right. All right. Let's talk about some more earnings. I mean, Harley Davidson, surprise, surprise here this morning. And this is why the stock jumped 7.5% in pre-market trading.
Yeah, nice move for Harley. The motorcycle maker reported an unexpected profit for its last quarter, and they also reported better than expected revenue. They earned 14 cents a share compared to a forecast of a 38 cent loss. So that's a big difference.
That's huge. Okay, and then we have Pfizer. I mean, this is where we just see that stocks are all over the place. So Pfizer reported earnings, and in pre-market trading, they are down.
Yeah, last I looked, they were down 3-4%, over 4% now. Their revenue came in lower than expected, and their company's full-year guidance also was disappointing.
Yeah. So this is where we just need to take a look here a little bit at the pre-market action and see what's in store for today. So we're looking at the E-mini futures here, looking at the overnight action, and we just see, gosh, there's some nervousness, right? I mean, it's all over the place, and no surprise, because the question is, what exactly will the Fed do? So the eyes are on the CPI, and see how high will it be? How aggressively do they need to move? And we have this mixed bag of earnings. And we already have, 280 companies out of the S&P reporting that have already reported. So quite a lot. And so even the S&P right now pointing to a flat start, NASDAQ pointing to a slightly lower opening.
Yeah, down a little bit in the Dow. The Dow hanging in there again.
But I wouldn't really call this rotation. You see, sometimes we see the rotation out of value stocks into out of growth stocks into value stocks, or the other way around. But this is not really what we are seeing here right now. It's just nervousness across the board. It's like, okay, what's going on? Are we having a good climate here for companies? And then we see all these mixed reports. And then, all right, so now the Fed is raising interest rates. What is happening there? And I mean, at the same time, we talked about the 10-year yield, and we also can take a look at crude oil, and crude oil just has been on a tear, right? I mean, pulling back a little bit, but trading solid above $92 a barrel.
Oh, yeah, just a beautiful move there from 64 all the way up to 92, pulling back a little bit, but strong move, absolutely.
Beautiful move. You don't have an electric car. I have a Tesla. You still have to pay at the pump.
You have a point.
All right. Let's also take a look at the cryptocurrencies, because they recently moved up 30% from the lows that they made in January. And yesterday, another good day. And even today, at first, moving higher, we're looking at Bitcoin here. Same for Ethereum. So interesting moves here.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because we've seen the crypto move similar to the riskier growth stocks and tech stocks. And I mean, this could be a positive sign too. Money going back into cryptos, yeah. A positive sign for the market.
So yesterday, when we looked at the S&P and some stocks to trade, there wasn't really a whole lot. I mean, nothing really for selling calls. The push higher wasn't enough for selling calls, but also not lower for selling puts, right? Which we like to do with the wheel strategy. And today, pointing to this rather flat opening, we have to see what the markets want to do today, which direction they want to go.
Agreed. Maybe they'll find a little more direction after the open, and that would be nice. Yeah. Although we did sell calls on LVS.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We did sell some calls. I tried to sell some calls on IWM. Didn't get my $1.50 that I was looking for.
I know. You could have got a buck.
I could have done a buck. Okay. So we'll see. There's definitely more to do today. So we'll take a look at the markets right now. And as I said, we are here in Cancun with our Mastermind Live. So we'll hop over right now to start trading live. Hope that you enjoyed the stock market update. If you did, we have a few videos popping up here probably right now, or there's some links in the description. Click on like on your way out, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.